This diagnosis is Chiang. The treating patient's name is Mary Gondick, G-O-N-D-I-C-K, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 6/28/1935. Date of service is 9/6/2022. Miss Gondick is very pleasant. Seven-year-old female who was presented to the emergency room sent from West Springs because of increasing pain. She had suffered a fall a few days ago, after which she was diagnosed with a fracture of the distal fibula. Patient was having significant pain. She was immobilized in a CAM boot walker. Patient has been hallucinating with the pain medication. Patient was had x-ray done. We did show minimally displaced oblique fracture through the distal fibula. No change from before. Patient was case management was consulted. Patient was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Bellbridge of Brighton. At the present time, she has complaints of pain in her legs. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Past medical history has been significant for congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, dementia, history of depression, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and DJD. Past surgical history has been significant for hernia repair. Social history, smoking, none. Alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Physical examination. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, she does have a history of congestive heart failure, history of hypertension. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Urinary, no complaints, neurological, history of dementia, history of hallucinations, history of fall, no previous history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of foot pain, history of arthritis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run unreactive to light. Central movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no corrupted brain, no thyromegaly. Heart at 102 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Right fibula fracture. Next, hypertension. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, history of dementia. Next, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next, degenerative joint disease. Screening plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to eat better. Drink enough fluids, work with physical therapy, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Peggy Hines. Peggy Hines, H-A-Y-N-E-S, Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y, date of birth is 6/29/1932, date of service is 9/6/2022. Ms. Hines is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she's doing better. She's getting ready to be discharged. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bulk sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, left femur fracture, status post-surgery. Next history of fall, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next diabetes mellitus, next DJD. Treatment discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. She's ready to be getting ready to be discharged home. All her prescriptions were signed. She will follow up with her primary physician. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation. Period.